during the primary, there were plenty of ads in which John Kerry touted his service in Vietnam. But viewers aren't seeing those political commercials as much now. UW-Madison political scientist Ken Goldstein says such ads could give voters a better idea of who John Kerry is and could counter recent attacks by the Bush campaign that Kerry may not have deserved the three medals he got. Polls show 1 in 3 voters don't know much about the Democratic presidential candidate. An ad showing Kerry's military service could swing votes his way.
I think that's clearly his most compelling message, is his personal war record in Vietnam and the testimonials of the guys he fought with in Vietnam. And I'm a little surprised that we're not seeing more of that to introduce himself to those 1 out of 3 voters.
Goldstein says candidates are running about the same amount of ads in major markets. Kerry has the help of groups like MoveOn.org and the Media Fund to help him keep up with the estimated $50 million spent so far on ads by the Bush campaign in swing states like Wisconsin. Goldstein says Bush's TV commercials will probably have more impact. That's because the Republicans' campaign can help shape a negative image of a relatively unknown contender, whereas Kerry's ads may reinforce what some already think about his opponent.
People have made up their minds, for good or bad, about George Bush, and so it's going to be hard for advertising to matter against George Bush because it's not providing much more new information.
On the other hand, Goldstein says casualties from the U.S. occupation of Iraq could turn the tide of public opinion against Bush. Wisconsin has one of the highest per capita death rates of soldiers dying while serving in Iraq. Both presidential candidates have asked to see Goldstein's studies, which show which political ads are run where and how effective they are in persuading voters. Wisconsin is one of 17 swing states, and Goldstein says while we're seeing a lot of political ads, it's far fewer than those airing in Florida. Goldstein describes that as a must-win state. Chimaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.